about the rodeo during the different events, you know, out in the arena doing different things. But our main and primary job is to ultimately keep the cowboys safe. And whether a bull rider rides for 8 seconds or if he falls off early, either way, he's got to get off that bull. And when he does, our job is to go in, get control of the situation, take control of the animal, and give the cowboy a safe exit from the arena.
Yeah, and so bullfighting, kind of like an art form, if you'll allow me to use that term. Yeah. You kind of need a sixth sense to know where that bull might move. So how do you kind of figure out where the bull might be going and where you need to be and to keep that bull
just right? Years of experience. That's what makes that's what separates the good guys from the great guys, really, is their ability to read animals. I've always said, you talk about art, people say, well, isn't that scary or don't you get hurt? But once you get past the fear of the fact that you could be hurt, you put the fear aside, and it's just an art form. We just get to go mm-hmm. do something that we love to do. So, yeah, I mean, there's danger in it, but there's danger in everything in life. So, you know, I'm fortunate enough to get to do something I love to do every day, every weekend of the rodeo season.
Yeah, exactly. And so you kind of speak about experience and that kind of being a key factor into developing that sixth sense. So kind of how did you get started in all this? Where did you kind of develop that experience?
I just something I wanted to do since I was a little bitty kid. And this is kind of a special rodeo for me because it's my hometown rodeo, if you mm-hmm. will. I actually live between here and Vinita, Oklahoma, okay. out in the country there. And I always come to the fair and rodeo for years, showing cattle and doing things. This is kind of our summer vacation. And ironically, I met a guy named Corey Wall right here 15 years ago, maybe 16 years ago. And he was fighting bulls here. And he set me up with a school and put me in touch with the right guys. And now I've went full circle and I'm back working this rodeo. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Always fun to kind of work in your home area, if you will. So, you know, this is your fourth trip to Coffeyville, and, you know, you've had plenty of rodeos. I heard you say 90 rodeos this year alone, and, you know, when you participate, in so many rodeos, there's bound to be injuries, especially when you're kind of dealing with 1,500-pound bulls. So, yeah. Have you ever had any serious injuries, or kind of maybe talk about your worst one?
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's part of the job. I worked the Fort Worth Fair stock show, they call it down there, Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, and it's 34 performances in 21 days, and I got all the way. It's a marathon, and they make us fight a fighting bull at the end of it, and it's a lot of work. But got all the way to the short round, the final 34th performance, and I tore my right MCL out of my knee. So, but you know,
yeah, it's just something you expect, and
it's just something that happens. And I luckily I had 4 or 5 days off before we went to Los Fresnos, and kind of limped through Los Fresnos, and then got back rolling again.
Yeah, the long road to rehab. When you're watching sports and somebody tears their MCL, well, usually it's a year-long injury. They're going to keep out the rest of the season, but you just keep on working through it. And
well, the thing is when you know, the Kansas City Chiefs is my favorite team, mm-hmm. you know, and when somebody on the Chiefs tears their knee up, they sit on the bench and get paid. For
exactly.
sitting on the bench. We don't get paid for sitting on the bench.
Yeah, you have to keep going.
That's right. That's right. We got to make our living, we've got to be in that arena.
Definitely the epitome of toughness to continue working through an injury like that. So, you know, as a bullfighter, you can save a bull rider from injury by keeping the bull away from him after ride. So I know it's kind of business and I know that's your job, but is there still a sense of gratitude from the bull riders that you kind of keep safe?
Yeah, sometimes. There is a lot of the times. I mean, we're all friends for the most part. I mean, I don't know everybody, but most of the bull riders, and we see them weekend after weekend after weekend. So, we get to know each other, and it's a friendship out there.
Yeah. And so certainly, what's your favorite part of the job? Kind of a simple question to kind of move on to, but
it kind of changed over the years. Mm-hmm. When I was 20, my favorite part of the job was traveling and going and being on the road. And now my favorite part of the job is, just seeing my friends that these are our friends. So we get to see the same people several times a year. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's actually a similar answer to what I got yesterday. I was interviewing Alan Dessel, one of the rodeo clowns, and he was kind of talking about kind of just the sense of community you get with the bull riders, the bull fighters, and the rodeo clowns.
You know, so, I don't remember how long it's been since I've seen him, but showed up yesterday, and it's like, hey, what's, you know,
yeah, exactly. Old friends. So definitely a small little community. So as I understand it, and as I was kind of talking with Ruth before you showed up in the studio, you have a lot of interests. This is, in fact, radio is not really a foreign thing to you. You actually worked in radio back in the day.
Did you remember that I told
you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a little radio station in Veneta, and I think it was Wednesday nights and Sunday nights. If there was a Royals game, then I was the...
You ran the board.
I ran the board.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just putting in the commercials, making sure they run, you know.
And then got to do station identification.
All right, perfect. Yeah, station identification, you know. Those little, in case you don't know out there, station identification, the little 10-second little play-ins that appear at the top of the hour and sometimes in the middle of the hour. So definitely don't really think about them, but, you know, I guess when it's not really automated
somebody's
all the way,
it.
Somebody's got to do it. So certainly an interesting little tidbit about Evan Allard. So once again, from Veneta, Oklahoma. And the one thing I added to this list, because Ruth was also talking about this, freestyle bullfighting.
Yeah.
Don't know a whole lot about it. She was kind of temporarily explaining it to me, or kind of quickly explaining it to me. But if you want to talk about that, because that's a little more competitive for you.
Yeah, so it's still bullfighting or whatever, but there's two different styles. So there's what we call cowboy protection and freestyle. Cowboy protection, we've already talked about. Our job, work as a team, go in, protect the bull rider. Freestyle bullfighting is one man and one fighting bull for 70 seconds, and it's a competition. So I'm heads up one-on-one with my bull, and it's a different breed of bulls that are more bred for fighting and charging. And so it's, like I say, one-on-one with that bull for 70 seconds, and then it's your turn. And whoever does the best job gets the money. The one that gets beat gets nothing, kind of like in every other event in rodeo.
So how is it kind of judged? Is it it's like a point system or?
Yeah, it's a point system, judged 1 to 100. Half of the points actually for you, half of the points for the bull. So what you draw helps, but then you have to be able to take whatever you draw and make it work for you. You know, that's so, yeah, it's a little different deal. I don't believe we'll be doing an exhibition bullfight here this year. In the past we have, so some people may have seen that where, you know, they bring a fighting bull at the end and turn him out and make us fight him. And anyway, we don't do that this year, I don't believe, but some people may have seen it here in the past.
Yeah, certainly, and certainly an interesting thing because, you know, bullfighters usually they're kind of, I won't say behind the scenes, because obviously you're not behind the scenes, you're right next to the bull rider, but usually not the star of the show.
It works best if it looks like we're behind the scenes. If nobody really notices that we're there and doing anything, then it's going smooth.
Connor, I've got to interject. Evan's being humble, and I don't know all the stats for him, but he has done extremely well in the freestyle bullfighting world. Geez, don't be humble, Evan. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, 2010, 14, and 15, I was the freestyle bullfight world champion.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So I've won three world championships.
So I'm talking one of the best freestyle bullfighters.
Well, yes, and he's very nonchalant.
Was
about
one of the
it.
Best freestyle bullfighters.
I'm sure that's just you being humble again.
I'm still, you know, I'm 30 years old now, so I'm trying to kind of merge out of the freestyle world, but I still catch myself going to bullfights, you know, and still having fun and still winning. So,
yeah, you do it until you can't no more.
Well, I've always said whenever I say I'm done, I'm done.
Okay.
And I'm not ready to say I'm not going to say I'm done and then come back in a couple of years. And when I'm done, I'm done. And I'm just not ready to say I'm done yet. I don't know that I'm ready to never fight another one.
All right. And so hopefully fans of bullfighting will get to see you compete for quite a little bit.
Hopefully so.
Yet. But thank you once again, Evan. And actually, I didn't get to all of the little tidbits of information. In case you were wondering, Evan, multi-talented. He also has a private pilot's license as well. So you want to talk about that a little bit before we kind of move on over to Ruth?
Yeah. So I've kind of upgraded that a little bit. And this is my first year in business for myself in the aerial application crop dusting business. Okay. So I've done actually a lot of work up around Coffeyville and between Coffeyville and Chautauqua. And like I say, I fly out of Veneta. So all you farmers and ranchers out there, if you need any
This is turning into an ad.
Yeah, you need any
you know what?
Crop protection or pasture work, I'm your guy.
The interview was scheduled, so you know, if he wants to go ahead and maybe advertise a little bit,
make him pay.
That's completely fine. Yeah. So go ahead and move on to Ruth, because you know, it is the currently the Interstate Fair and Rodeo for a couple days now. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was the first day of the PRCA Rodeo, but if you didn't get out there last night, you have a chance to get out here tonight.
One more night of it. Yep. Tonight we rodeo one more night, and then tomorrow night we do our demo derby. Tonight at 4:30 is the junior market livestock sale, which for those kids is a huge, huge deal, and it's so fun to see them rewarded financially for all their work. And yeah, good time.
Yeah, and certainly, you know, if you've been paying attention to our news on the Mighty 690 KGGF, you've definitely heard Matt Jordan. He's wrote a lot of stories about the winners of these livestock shows and all of that, so that's going to be someone to catch as well. But tomorrow, definitely the event I'm most interested in personally, if I do say so myself. You know, my dad, he worked in motorsports for a little bit, and I don't think he ever did a demolition derby, but they've got one tomorrow. And if you like cars crashing each other, if you like the if you watch a NASCAR race and you're most interested in the crashes, this is pretty much the event for you.
Yeah, it'll be full tomorrow night. Gates open at 6 tonight for rodeo and at 6 tomorrow night for demo derby, so come out and enjoy both activities. One more fling before school, well, school has started for some places, but one more fling before we can say fall is upon us and we go back to our routines.
Yeah, what a way to send out maybe the summer than than watching a bunch of cars crash into each other and seeing which one is the last one standing. So Ruth, so Evan, thank you very much for coming in. I've told you Ruth several times throughout the week, I've really appreciated getting to speak with everybody involved in the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, and hopefully next year we'll be doing the same thing once again.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Once again, that was Evan Allard, the bullfighter, one of the two bullfighters at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, and Ruth Nicholas, the publicist of the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. We'll be starting open line here in about, 9 minutes or so be on the lookout for that. But you are listening currently to the Mighty 690 KGGF.